is a great way of recognising one of Anna Shone's favourite sons and most famous sons. He was the third most powerful man in the world for 10 years under a Reagan government. I just thought it'd be something that we could do in recognition of the work that carried out through his political career.
Now, at yesterday's meeting of the initial municipal district, there was a bit of back and forth among members, but it has now been agreed that a statutory process to put this out to the public will now begin.
We're going to put out advertising the paper that the Inishowen MD are proposing the name of Tipple Neil. We're leaving it open to the public. If somebody wants to come up with another name, or anybody objecting to it, we're open for negotiations on that, Michaela.
And this is something you believe it would be an opportunity then to twin the Tip O'Neill Bridge with a tunnel in Boston, further creating this link.
Yeah, as you know, the O'Neill family have been coming over here since 2012 when the Tip O'Neill Diaspora Award was formulated in recognition of Tip O'Neill and granting the Tip O'Neill Diaspora Award. And we have attracted people from America and from England and Scotland all over to Boncana. Tommy Tip O'Neill's son comes over every year and some of his family members. I think there's a big contingent that's coming this year in September. And I thought it would just be a lovely thing to take him out and say, look, we're calling this bridge after your father, Tip O'Neill. It leads out to the ancestral home. It leads out to where he lived. And it's just in recognition of what he'd done in the International Monetary Fund, what he'd done for the peace process in Northern Ireland, indeed the Republic of Ireland, and the great benefits that Tip O'Neill brought to Ireland throughout his life.